Hello?
Hello? Hi, am I speaking with Candace?
Who's this?
My name is Ed. I see that you already started. You already started the survey. Would you like to finish it? It's almost done.
Oh. I got so political, and I spent 15 minutes, and then there was, like, such a long time left. So, no, I did not want to finish.
You don't want to finish it. Oh, my goodness. It's almost done. It's just another minute or so.
She told me it was like 10 more minutes.
No, this is halfway through already. You almost did it.
Yeah, halfway through. I was 15 minutes through. How much do you get paid? How much do you get paid if I finish it?
I'm sorry?
How much do you get paid if I finish the survey?
How much do I get paid? I don't get paid by that. I get paid by the service that I make. So if I make the service, then, you know, then it's good, you know?
What do you mean if you make the service?
The service that I'm talking to you about. You're almost done.
So if you finish the survey, how much do you get paid on it?
We don't get paid like that. We get paid, you know, the whole day when you're here. But if you don't make a service,
If you don't get paid, commission on me finishing the survey,
no, we don't get paid.
So
by
tell
commission.
Them. Oh, then they should hella pay you guys commission because that is a long long survey.
It's ridiculous.
Do you like working there?
I have no choice. I gotta work. I gotta eat.
No, you have a choice. Listen.
Not really.
Wait, I don't know. How
really.
Much do they pay you hourly? How much do they pay you hourly here?
No, not enough. Can we
not
just
enough.
Finish?
Okay.
Can we finish this real quick, please?
If you got paid on me finishing the survey, like if it literally paid you for me to finish it, I would do it. But if you're
it means that if I make a service, I get to say it later. I get more hours, but I need to make the service. That's how we get paid. So it is like that.
You should go work for Vivint.
I'm sorry?
Do you want a job? Do you want a better job? I'm telling you right now. Listen. Okay. So go to Vivint and sell security systems. Listen, I make $16 an hour plus uncapped commission by how much I sell.
Wow, that's nice.
Yeah. You should definitely apply.
Yeah, unfortunately, first of all, I'm already a senior citizen, so my chances, that's why I do this, now.
What do you mean your chances? But, because you're a senior citizen? That doesn't matter. You do a phone job. That's fine. That doesn't matter. I'm a felon, yo. I still don't know. It doesn't matter. I'm sorry, but your job, I'm sorry, but you're, if they made the survey, like, not so.
Well, you already finished almost halfway there, so it's not going to be that much.
I know, but I was on the phone for 15 minutes, and I'm a single mom.
Yeah, I know.
Children.
That's why I'm saying that. You're already halfway there, so it's not going to be that much longer. And we get, I
so
go
okay, listen, I'll be real with you. Right now, okay. I'm drunk. I can't do it right now. But if you call me back, do you work tomorrow? When's your next day? When do you work next?
Oh, yeah, I work tomorrow, but tomorrow might be too late. Can you just finish it? I'll be real quick about that. As a matter of fact, you're going to laugh about it because some of it is, it could be funny. It's interesting, It'd be great.
You're right.
The way you're feeling right now.
I'm about to take like 6 kids swimming right now.
Swimming,
yeah.
This late?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes, it's late. You're calling people to do a political survey this late. What do you mean, am I swimming this late? Yes, I'm swimming this late.
You mean you got a pool in the backyard? There's a pool? Oh,
no,
wow.
In my homie's apartment, we got a pool.
That's cool. Listen, can I just finish this, please? Real quick.
All right, ask me some questions, Joe. If it's longer than 5 minutes, so I'm out.
Okay, thank you. You will now hear some brief descriptions of cases recently decided by the U.S. Supreme Court. For each case, please indicate how it affects your motivation to help enact change through civic participation like voting, signing petitions, contacting representatives, etc. In 2022, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down the right to abortion by overturning Roe versus Wade. That makes you very motivated, someone motivated, someone
not motivated. Hell, not motivated. I am not an abortion fan. Absolutely not.
So that would be not at all motivated.
Not at all, dude. Not at
all. Thank you. I love my children. Okay. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to end affirmative action, which means college and universities can no longer take race into consideration in admissions. Would that make you very motivated, somewhat motivated, somewhat unmotivated, not all motivated?
I love that they can't take race into it. Absolutely. So, they shouldn't be able to take race in it. You shouldn't be able to get more just because you're a different race, or less because you're a different race.
So would that make it very motivated or somewhat motivated?
So if they're taking the race out of it?
Yeah. Would that make you more motivated to enact change?
Take race out of it. Take race out of it. I love them all.
Okay. And the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to block the student loan forgiveness program, which aimed to deliver up to $20,000 in relief to millions of borrowers. That makes you very motivated, somewhat motivated, somewhat unmotivated, not all motivated. To enact change.
No, I think it's everyone's choices to go to school and take on their own debt. So if they take on the debt, they should pay it.
Somewhat unmotivated, not at all motivated. Which one?
Yeah, not really.
Not at all.
I didn't go to school. I'm making good money. That's their choice. They did it.
Okay, thank you. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to allow businesses to discriminate against LGBTQ+ communities, customers, and deny them services. Very motivated, somewhat motivated, somewhat unmotivated, not at all motivated.
Wait, they've denied LGBTQ.
It has ruled to allow businesses to discriminate against LGBTQ+ communities, customers, and deny them services.
Okay, do you want to know my opinions, really? I don't mind if you're gay. I don't mind what you decide to be, but I hella hate the entitled attitude, you know, that comes along with it.
So do you feel that will make you more motivated?
That's good. Like, you know what? If you're gonna be petty, you're out. Good. Depends on the attitude. I don't feel like it's because you're gay or because you have these beliefs. I think it's because you're an entitled asshole, you know?
No, it's saying that the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to allow businesses to discriminate. They did that, you know? So that's why I'm asking you.
They chose that.
Okay.
So. I'm okay if we discriminate against it. I don't want them teaching my kids fucking cross-dressing at school. I'm okay with that.
Okay, then not at all motivated then. All motivated.
15. Yep.
Very motivated or somewhat motivated?
I'm hella motivated.
Okay, thank you. And how likely are you to participate in the following? Volunteer for an advocacy organization. Very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, not at all likely.
Wait, in a what?
To advocate organization, organization to advocate. Volunteer for an organization to advocate for whatever, you know, an advocacy.
To advocate for what?
An advocacy organization. Just to advocate. Anything.
To advocate for what? For anything?
I'm hella down
to advocate. 100%.
Very likely then, thank you. Signing a petition. How likely are you to participate in signing a petition? Very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, not at all likely.
Well, it depends on what the petition is. If I'm down for it, I'm down for it. But it depends on my belief.
The answers that I have is very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, not at all likely. It doesn't say
what petition am I signing?
It doesn't say. It just says a petition. So not at all likely.
100%. Very likely. I'm very likely to sign shit.
Thank you. Voting in elections. Very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, not at all likely. To participate in voting. To vote in an election. Are you likely to participate? Very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, not at all likely. To vote.
I'm partly likely. It all depends.
That means somewhat likely. That's what I have. Very likely and somewhat
likely. Somewhat partly, same diff.
I know, but, okay, I know. Boycotting a company. Are you very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, not likely at all to participate in boycotting a company?
And boycotting a company?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, if it's a shitty company, I'm very likely to boycott it.
Okay, thank you.
But if it's a great company? Okay, yep, next.
Attending a protest. Very likely, someone likely, not very likely, not likely at all.
No. I'm not very likely to go to a protest, no.
Thank you.
They don't matter much.
Okay, contacting or attending an event with your elected representative. Very likely, someone likely, not very likely, not at all likely.
Going to an event with my elected representative?
Contacting or attending an event with your elected representatives. You know, like sometimes they have, you know, they come to
the
event.
Like when I go to the event?
Sharing your opinions with friends and family in person or on social media. Very likely, someone likely, not very likely, not at all likely.
My friends and family, absolutely likely. The highest one of likely to come to my family and friends, yes.
Thank you. No matter how frequently you voted in an election, please think about the barriers that may have made it harder for you to vote in certain elections. The problems are barriers people have reported that kept them from voting. Which best describe why you may not have voted in previous elections? You may choose up to three. There was an intimidated person at your polling place. That's one. You didn't know enough about the candidates. You mailed in ballot. That one, thank you. Okay, you only need one.
I didn't know enough.
Okay.
For each of the following, you're good at this.
We just thank you. For each, I just
found the other guy was not.
For each of the following,
anyway, keep going.
For each of the following, please rate whether the information presented makes you want to engage more or less in the political system in the United States, like voting, signing petitions, contacting representatives, etc. The Biden administration spearheaded a bipartisan infrastructure package which replaces dangerous lead pipes, invests in public transit and electric vehicles, and ensures internet access for all. These are critical investments in sustainability and equity for low-income communities and people of color whose neighborhoods have been disproportionately impacted by outdated infrastructure. We must continue to take action to make communities stronger and safer. Would that make you engage a lot more, engage a little more, engage a little less, engage a lot less?
Would it make me what more?
Engage.
Invest more? Or engage more.
The question was, for each of the following, please rate whether the information presented makes you want to engage more or less in the political system in the United States, like voting, signing petitions, contacting representatives, etc. And then I put a statement that the Biden administration is spearheaded bipartisan infrastructure package which replaces dangerous lead pipes, invest in public transit and electric vehicles, and ensure internet access.
The one that makes me want to engage more is the one that's like, okay, they live in poverty, right? Those ones.
Okay, so that will make you engage a lot more or engage a little more?
Yeah, that one makes me engage a lot more. I understand the struggle. I'm a single mother to 8 children.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
We have seen hardworking people rise up in union to win better wages and benefits against some of the greediest corporations like Starbucks and Amazon. We have proven that when young working people come together, we can prevail against the wealthy few to get the fair conditions we deserve. We must keep exercising our collective power so that working people can thrive. Would that make you engage a lot more, engage a little more, engage a little less?
Our working people should thrive some more.
Okay. Engage a lot more, correct?
Yeah. We should thrive. We work, we thrive, we're fucking struggling. We're struggling out here to make the survey.
that you're telling me? You're telling me? The U.S. Supreme Court ruled to block the Biden administration's student debt cancellation program. However, the administration has already enacted alternatives to provide relief to low and middle income borrowers, like the SAVE plan, which cuts borrowers' monthly payments in half or to zero for minimum wage earners and ensures balances don't grow from unpaid interest. We need to continue to fight for the economy, well-being of young people so that we all can thrive. How about that one? Engage a lot more, engage a little more, engage a little less, engage a lot less.
I just don't really understand what it's saying. So can you explain that in layman's terms now?
You want me to read it again?
So you want, so basically, how much longer is the survey?
But we are at 81%, just about two more, about five more questions. Now the U.S.
Okay, I'll do five more. Hold on.
Okay.
Pause.
Yes, yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
I got five more questions. Five more. Kids, everybody get in the car. Let's go. If we're not there by 10, we don't swim. Go, go, go. hurry. Run. Buckles. No, not you, Tink. I'm sorry, doggy dog. Anyway, sorry.
How many kids you got? Five?
I have eight.
You have five?
I have eight. I'm a single mom to eight.
I know,
wild.
The U.S. Supreme Court ruled to block the Biden administration student debt cancellation program. However, the administration has already enacted alternatives to provide relief to low and middle income borrowers, like the SAFE plan, which cut borrowers' monthly payments in half or to zero for minimum wage earners and ensure balances don't grow from unpaid interest. We need to continue to fight for the economic well-being of young people so that we all can strive. So that makes them get a lot more and get a little more and get a little less and get a lot less.
We'll just do a little more. Let's just do it.
Okay, thank you. Okay, let's move right on. What are the media sources that you check most for new content? You may choose two. National TV news stations, TikTok, Instagram, international news outlet, YouTube, Facebook, podcast, Twitter, news or informational articles online, local TV news stations. You can choose up to two. Which one gives you the for the new contact? Do you check the national TV news station, TikTok, Instagram?
Yes.
Instagram?
That and Facebook. Do the news and Facebook.
Okay.
Let's do that.
Let's go.
Sorry,
now,
I'm just trying to get us through this.
Yeah, we're done. Thinking about the content you consume online, which topics do you seek out the most? You may choose two. Sports, shows, movies, science, technology, health, beauty, self-care, government, politics, humor, memes, business, finance, news.
Self-care, humor.
Okay, that's it. Okay, let's move right on. What is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received?
GED.
I'm sorry?
I got my GED.
High school
or GED, yes.
Okay. Do you consider yourself, heterosexual, straight, two, lesbian, or gay, three, bisexual?
I'm straight.
Thank you. And are you married? I'm married, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, widow.
Single.
Thank you.
Single.
Thank you. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under 18 years of age?
Wait, am I what? Can you repeat that one?
Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
Yes, eight. Literally, okay, seven of them, yes. I am the parent and guardian of seven children.
Okay,
single.
Thank you. Thank you. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, a Democrat, or independent?
Republican.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Republican?
I'm strong.
Thank
I kind
you.
Of love a pink full.
How would you, describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporary laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled,
full-time.
Homemaker?
Full-time. Thank
you.
Too.
Thank you. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president? Or were you not able to vote?
Trump.
Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, someone else?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. Last year, that is 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
Last year, $30,000.
Yep.
Okay,
thank
you. Last year, $30,000. This year, $65,000.
Okay.
Right,
there you go. Beautiful. This concludes our service. Thank you very much. And go ahead and take a good
service. I hope you get paid on that. My name's Candace.
Thank you, Candace.
And you know what?
Thank
hey,
you.
The last guy was not as great as you. You were good. You did a good
Thank
fucking
you.
Job.
Thank you. You should tell that to my boss.
You. I tell your boss. Do you have a survey? I will take a tequila shot to you right now.
Okay. Thank you so much. Have a great night.
You're welcome. Hey, have a great rest of your shift.
Thank you. Take care.
Yeah. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Bye.